Because booze, somehow, I don't know how it works, but it's some magic elixir where it takes away the, it makes you think that sex is not a dirty, filthy, shameful thing. I don't know how it does it, but it does it. And in regular life, that's why sex is so tough to get going, because it's so shameful and filthy and obviously meant only for procreation. And so when you do it, you know, and my friend was like, oh, there's nothing shameful about sex. But I was like, of course there is. And I kind of, like, think about what you do before sex. You know what I mean? Like, you put the phone off the hook and everything like that. You make sure the kids aren't around, whatever, you know. You pull the blinds down, right? What's that? A shame? That's what blinds were made for. Pull down, shame. You don't pull the blinds down when you're making a nice cherry pie for old Widow Hamilton. Huh? I notice they stay up for that. Poor old Widow Hamilton. Her osteoarthritis now has become so bad. I don't know if you know Widow Hamilton, but really her only joy is in the later years has become her pies. And her osteoarthritis has become so bad, she can't knead anymore. You know, I have to knead. Well, she's now lost her ability to knead. Anyways. No, I'm just saying, I don't want to boast or anything, but if it wasn't for me and some of the other members of the community, I don't know if the old bird would still be with us. But that's not the point. The point is sex is a filthy, shameful thing. And, like, one time I read this. This is a thing I read by a scientist. It was in one of those big science books, you know? Or else it was one line in USA Today. I can't remember. But it said this. It said, scientists now say that a man thinks about sex once every 7.3 seconds. Now, of course, that's horseshit. Like, how could that possibly be, you know? Okay, we couldn't walk down the street, cock, pussy, ass. Yeah, you blow your fucking head off by the second thing. And also, I'm a man. I don't need no scientists telling me nothing. I know what I think once every 7.3 seconds. Plus, I don't like when they use decimals like that. Guy could have said once every 10 or 15 seconds. You know, yeah. Prove he was a scientist. But anyways, I know what I think once every 7.3 seconds. I'll just be walking down the street, you know, you're like, doodly-doo, hey, there's a building. Doop-de-doop-dee. Hey, look at that, guy wearing cowboy boots over there. How about that? Doodly-doo. I wonder if I should wear cowboy boots. Nah, I'm too old for that. Oh, there's that building again. Hey, my ass is itchy over here. Can't scratch my ass out here in the street. Hey, Willie Nelson still wears cowboy boots. Billy Joe Shaver, too. Those fellas must be well on 3 score and 10. Anyway, it's just a bunch of meaningless gibberish. That's my point. But it's not sex. And then the real time, this is the amount of time that you think about sex. Every once in a while, which is not a science. Scientists don't like that term. But every once in a while you think about it. And, like I think about it every couple days. Or if you're a younger man, you probably think about it more, you know what I mean? But then the problem becomes when you think about it is all you can think about. You know what I mean? It just encompasses your whole brain. You know, you're just like, like a fucking werewolf or something. Like, usually you're a civilized human being. But then every couple of days you're like, and then you gotta close the blinds, you know? And then the bedroom, you gotta go back to the bedroom, take a good lady back there. And then you go to your bedroom, which normally I love the bedroom. It's the most beautiful place where you can, you know, finally escape this hellish joke we call life and just, you know, lie on your Tempur-Pedic pillar and dream of jelly rolls and stuff like that. But now when you're in this state, you know what I mean? Then you go in, you're like, ah! And the things that you do in that bedroom, good Lord, God, it's beyond the imagination of you as a civilized human being most of the time. You know what I mean? You're in there, you're like, ah! Your fucking mind's gone. Your mind is gone. That's all I know. You ever actually say things that you're doing, your mind's fucking so gone, you're like, I am fucking you! Ah! My cock is going, ah, ah. And the lady's like, yeah, I know, whatever. I have to say it. Ladies don't have that ah thing. They're more elevated. I don't know what they... I can't speak for ladies. I don't know what the fuck they do in the bedroom. I think they just try to make a noise they think you will like, you know? That's why. They're like, woo, how's that? You're like, that's fine. Ah! Girls don't have the same thing. You know how you can really know that? Is you ever be having a sex with a lady, the phone rings, lady can answer the phone. Whilst you're having sex, she's like, oh, yes, that's good, whatever that is. Ah. And then the phone rings, she's like, hello? And you're like, ah. She's like, oh, hi, Marcy, what's going on? Well, you're not going to get it back. Because it's Shirley? Well, don't... No, it's not you, honey. It's... You're too good. It's... Well, don't you remember the blouse? Look, sweetie, I'm on your side. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll have a... we'll go to lunch, have a... endive salad, whatever the fuck. I don't know what a lady's eating. And then they can go back, you know, go ahead, you know, and you're like, ah. But... The point is, a guy could never, the guy would never answer the phone. It would be impossible. You know, you couldn't be like, ah, the ding, ding, ah, hello, ah, oh, yeah, hey, Frank, what's going on? Yeah, I remember that shirt. What, Bob, ah, I gotta go, ah. You know, Frank's clearly not getting his shirt back, but you got no time for it, you know, you got your heads gone. But I'll tell you, when you know sex is the most shameful, when you feel it the most, is a moment after sex. The moment, the smallest amount of time in physics, the moment, right after sex, that's when you're just a vessel of shame, you know? You're just lying there like, ha, ha, ha. Well, that was odd, huh? I guess I'll go get some sour cream and onion chips now. I'd prefer if we never spoke of this again. Would that be okay? That's why I never understood guys add more shame to it. You know what I mean? As if it's not shameful enough, some people will pile on more shame. You know what I mean? Like, you ever read about those guys, like, they'll wear a rubber suit or some fucking thing and a... lady all whip their balls, or I don't know what the fuck, but it all ends up the same, you know. You're still like, ah. But now you got a crazy get up on you. You're like, all right, then. Why don't you go turn on Matlock and I'll take these rubber trousers off and put those in the hamper.